All right, and welcome back to another episode of the Mr. Friendship Podcast, everybody. I am your host, Jacob Andrew Sharp. This is episode six. This is episode six. We're getting there, man. We're slowly getting through the episodes and through my friends, you know. But today there is no friend to interview. Today I have this is the not Mr. Friendship Podcast. This is the Mr. Jacob Andrew Sharp hanging out in his apartment. My girlfriend has left for work, so now it's just me talking alone into a fucking camera, holding a microphone. I'm not even holding the mic like by a handle. This is the tripod that it comes with. That you're like, what the fuck is this, huh? What am I doing? Anyone filming in front of a camera, like doing this kind of shooting, we all look like fucking crazy people. If you step back, you look like a fucking insane person sitting in front of a camera being like, hey, how's everyone doing? Like, we all look like crackheads who saw a real movie set and they were like, oh, now it's my turn to make a movie about me. Like, we look nuts. God, I'm really going in the red on the old pod. I have to turn that down a little bit. I had a loud voice. I got a huge fucking mouth. Yeah, man, there's no friend on the pod today. It's just me. And for anyone who fucking comments, oh, Jacob ran out of friends. Jacob's out of friends. Looks like he can't find anyone to have on his pod. Fuck you. I do have friends, man. What happened was that I had an episode loaded up, and now it's the day before that I said I was going to upload it, and I accidentally deleted it, and it was my friend Andrew Bascom, but he's going to re-record, and it's going to be out next week. So, suck the little hairs on my bum. Suck the little hairs on my bum. How does that sound? How's that for a friend? All the hairs on my little bum? Those are my friends. They'll be episode 8. This will be fine. I've wanted to do just like a solo thing, so we're gonna jump into it. Fuck, this mic is so annoying that I'm holding it like this. Like, I look like such a fucking idiot. Like, I look like I should be, it looks like I should be doing this. Like, it looks like I should be doing like a wrestling thing, right? Let's get ready to podcast! In one corner, it's a guy. And that's it, you know? I just got back from vacation. I just got back from a cruise with my girlfriend and her parents and her parents' friends and her aunt and uncle and their friends. So it was me and Eilish hanging out with some like actual adults. That's how I see like her parents, like people like who have careers and shit. Like that they're like, I'm 25. But I still see people who are like 30, and I'm just like, so how do you, what's it like being like a grown-up? And they're like, you are one. And I'm like, yeah, but what's it like being able to drink? And they're like, you have a beer in your hand, man. Like, what are you talking about? And they're like, I'm just a little kid. And they're like, come on, man, just grow, I see, like, it's like, even though someone could be older than me, someone could be like way older than me, but they could be shorter than me, and I would think that they're taller than me, you know? If that makes sense. We were on this cruise, and if you've never been on a cruise before, do it to go see the people who actually go on cruises, like the people who like are cruise people, because it's amazing. The cruise culture is unbelievable. Like, everyone is from Buffalo, New York, or they're from Miami, or they're from, is this anywhere on the East Coast, really? Because really anywhere on the East Coast, there's not a ton of stuff going on, because like the weather's fine, but it's still like in Miami, like you're in Miami, but it's still Florida, like it's not sick, but like, they're just all, like, 100 years old to 500 years old. They all look like a leather handbag or a leather couch. And they all hate being on a cruise. They're all, they, and they, but they talk about cruises all day long. They love, like, all day long, all these old people were being like, yeah, so when we were on another cruise last week, and it was pretty good, and this one's okay, but, you know, it's nothing compared to the celebrity, princess number four. Like, it's just nothing compared to that. Like, we were on a Norwegian cruise 6 years ago, and it's just, this just doesn't compare. It's great, but it just doesn't compare. And you're like, hey, man, we're in the middle of the ocean on a boat, and you're not happy still. We're in the middle of the ocean with the best weather I've ever fucking seen in my life, and no one's happy. It just blows my mind. It just makes me laugh because we're like, people are hilarious. Because if you've never been on a cruise, it's like a resort except times like 1,000. Because it's like they've put four apartment buildings together and then put it on the water. Because it's a whole community on the boat, on like on the water. It's crazy. There's about like 3,000, usually about 3,000 passengers, and there's, for every two passengers, there's one employee, basically, which is insane. So there's about, like, there's almost 5,000 people on a boat. That fucking blew my mind when I found that out. I grew up in a town smaller than that. How fucked up is that? And they just took, like, it's like they took two of the places where I grew up, and then they were like, let's make it, let's give it a bunch of free food all the time and free booze, but let's only let the old people on. It's like Noah's Ark if everybody is retired. If the only animals they wanted were retired people from Buffalo, New York. But it was a great time, man. It was Eilish's first cruise. It was my third. My parents are big cruise people, which is not something I'm proud of. It was her first time, so she really enjoyed like doing all the people watching and taking in all the old people stuff. There's a casino on this ship, which is a weird thing to say. There was a casino, and every day, the casino would be packed from morning until night. Like, the casino is always packed with people because it's like, even though, like I said earlier, we're on the in the middle of the ocean, the best fucking weather I've ever seen, and people are still like, ah, it's too hot. Like, let's sit in the air conditioning. Like, it's just, they're just not comfortable. And they have nothing to do but spend their money. So they just, like, we watched a dude spend $2,000 on one game of dice, and he lost, and he went, well, that's the way it goes. Like, hey, dude, that's $2,000 on chance. Are you fucking out of your mind? But he is, because he was 200 years old. He was 200 years old. So obviously he doesn't give a fuck about $2,000. He's like, well, I could die tomorrow. So it was ridiculous. And dude, the amount of gout on this trip, the amount of people I saw with fucking gout, like the disease gout, the amount of fucking people with like gout legs walking around trying to cover up their gout leg with, like, a pair of capri pants. I couldn't believe it, because the one thing that caused the gout is getting free food from a buffet all day, and guess what's on the ship? A buffet with free food all day. Free food all day long. And all the people in the world with gout are on that ship. The gout budget on this ship, crazy. The capri budget was huge, too. Old ladies love capris, don't they? They love capris, and they love like bracelets with the colors like with like purple stones in it. They love that shit. And fucking go for it, man. Feel pretty. Do your thing. I have one more thing about the cruise. It was just, or I have two more things. Like, yeah, man. Like, and the thing about the casino was that it would be packed, but it would also, there would be like a parking lot, like, on like the hallways of the ship, of just rascal scooters like lined up. So it was just people like the amount of people driving rascal scooters. There was more people driving a scooter than actually walking. Eilish and I were the youngest people on the ship by far. Like, there's zero chance there was anyone younger than us. We were definitely on like a retirement ship, which was really funny. But there was at a certain point like where we would be the only people on the pool deck, and there'd be like a DJ playing to nobody, and everybody would be like in the, there's a movie theater, obviously, and it's humongous, and the movie theater would be packed because everyone was like, it's too hot for them. So they're all just watching a movie inside. They'd be watching fucking Rocket Man, and Eilish and I would be blackout drunk hanging out with the DJ. It was just, it was so strange. But the amount of Rascal Scooters really made me laugh. Like, I almost wanted to start, like, throwing down money on, like, betting who would get to the casino first. Like, my side bets were about the people racing to get their chair in front of a fucking slot. Like, horse racing for old people. That's what I want to do. That's the thing I want to start. Is start a horse, an illegal horse racing thing, except the horses are people over the age of 70, and those are the jockeys and the horses are the Rascal Scooters. And coming down the lane is Judy. Judy, coming around the corner. Judy, and right behind her is Ted. Ted from Wisconsin. This is his sixth cruise this year, so let's see if he really makes it past Judy. This is her seventh cruise. Judy. Oh, that makes me laugh. Dude, the amount of people, too, just being like, yeah, so this is our third week on this cruise. Oh, really? Is that why you guys are literally made of leather? Dude, the people, the skin on these people. That's why everyone looks like Jabba the Hutt. Like, they're all just sliding around in, like, their skin is so leathery. Like, all the dudes are hairless now. Everyone's hair is gone. And it's just that, like, where like, you could put one of them in between, like, a row of couches at Leon's or, like, the Brick. And half the people would be like, I like this couch. Like, no one would know. No one would know that this guy wasn't a leather couch. But it's because they're spending weeks on there, man. But we had an amazing, I don't want to sound like, we were having an amazing time. I had an amazing vacation. I really, Eilish and I needed a vacation. We're happy we did it. It was so fun. But oh my God. Go on a cruise and check out what that shit is like, because it's fucking, it's unbelievable. I pissed the bed on the cruise. Here we go. Here comes a good story. I pissed the bed on the cruise. Because lo and behold, I'm also 1,000 years old. Joke's on you guys. I'm 100. I pissed the bed, man. And not for an old people person reason. Because it's free food, free booze, all the day long. I got too drunk one night. And we got back to our cabin. And I pissed the bed. But I didn't piss the bed in the way you think. So I woke up and I was drunk and I was like, oh, I gotta pee. But I was so drunk and sleepy that I stood over the bed. I pulled out my penis and I started to piss onto the mattress. typical mix up. I mistook a bed for a fucking toilet. Which is not as embarrassing that I was, like, black, like, I quit, like, I was, like, in a coma and then I pissed myself. Because then I'm, like, pissing on myself. But I stood up, because I made it up. I didn't figure it out. Thank God that the beds on the ship were two mattresses put together. So Eilish basically had a mattress and I had a mattress. Because no pee got on her. Because, oh my God, if I had peed on my girlfriend. Oh, throw me off the ship. She could have thrown me off the ship and they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And she'd have been like, oh, he got so drunk that he pissed on me last night. And they would have been like, oh, pff. See you, dude. See you, Jacob. Bye. Like, obviously, man. God, so fucking embarrassing. And then the most embarrassing thing is that after I had pissed on the mattress, I was like, well, back to bed, and laid down in my own pissy mattress. Like, I laid down in the pee. I was, because it makes sense, because then I was like, oh, look, the bed. And then Eilish woke up again like a couple hours later, because she was asleep. She didn't realize that I was pissing. But what she did wake up to was me laying in the bed going, because it was so cold in our room, and I've been laying in my fucking urine for a couple hours, that I was shaking because it was so cold, and I'm soaking wet in my own pee. So she wakes me up, and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, are you sweating? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sweating. And then she's like, oh, dude, you smell like piss. Get the fuck out of the bed. Go change. And then, like, I had to sleep on the couch. And still, thank God, she loves me to this day, because that's what love is, you know, letting your person piss the bed. So I've had a crazy year. I've shit my pants this year. I've pissed the bed this year. But how funny would it have been if I had gotten, like super duper sick because of my own pee? Not because, like, the ship was rocking too much or something, but because I pissed on myself. I pissed on myself and then left it. That's embarrassing as shit. Is being in the middle of the ocean and not getting sick from actual, like, ship stuff. I didn't get sick from actual fucking being on a boat. Just because I pee-peed on myself. Pee-peed all over myself, man. And then my wife found me. You found me. Lying on the floor, dude. Lying in my piss. Lying in my piss. You found me. You found me. Oh, dude, then I had to tell our room attendant that I had pissed the bed. Because I'd be like, hey, man, like, and I, like, started to be like, hey, something happened last night. Like, there was an accident on the mattress. And I was about to be like, I poured a beer on my mattress, like, by accident. But then I just said, fuck it. Like, I just told him. I was like, I'll be honest, man. Like, I soiled the bed. And he like, without missing a beat, he's like, oh, dude, it happens on this ship all the time. Like, just made me feel so much better, because he was like, oh, dude, look around. He's like, look at all the crypt keepers in here. You think that I don't, I'm not changing mattresses all day long? Because someone forgot to put on a pair of Depends? Dude, he was like, look around. Look around at this fucking graveyard that's rocking back and forth. Of course I changed the mattresses. So he was like, it happens, man, don't worry. Which made me feel a lot better. I'm going to be answering questions in a bit. I asked everyone to respond on Twitter with some questions that they wanted to ask me. One more thing. I was fucking yesterday. One more thing, and then I'll get to the questions. We'll wrap this up. I step in dog shit a lot, which pisses me off because I like wearing white shoes. Because, well, I'll wear all types of colors of shoes, but I like to wear white shoes because, like, it's kind of like when you have a pair of, like, white Adidas or some shit, you like to wear them. Like, I like showing them off with my ankles, when I like cuffing it, and I like the way I look at them. And what I don't like is if I'm wearing my white shoes and I step in your fucking dog's dog shit. That pisses me off so much, because pick up your dog's dog shit, dude. And usually you step middle of the foot, right? But I step toes first, which for some reason seems weird to me. But I step toes first into it, and I didn't notice for a couple steps, because it's winter right now in Toronto. Well, it's becoming winter. And I thought, I was like, oh, shit, I slipped in ice. And then two more steps, and I was like, fuck, am I still on ice? And I looked down, and I'm like, oh, no, it's because it's wet dog shit on my beautiful white shoes, dude. Which fucking makes me so angry, because it's not the dog's fault. It's the human being. It's the person's fault. Immediately, if you don't pick up your own dog's dog shit, I hate you in that moment so much. Like, I want to cause so much dramatic shit. Like, right away, as soon as you step in dog shit, your mind goes to murder. Whoever the owner is, murder. No problem. I would stand in front of a fucking judge in that moment and be like, yeah, I stepped in his dog's dog shit, and that's why I fucking killed him. That's I would it almost, no, I'm kidding, but seriously, you, in that moment, you are so fucking angry that you're like, man, I'll do anything. Law-abiding citizen stuff, you know? I am Gerard Butler in Law-Abiding Citizen, and I'm getting back at you, man, because you fucked up my life. You fucked up my life, and now I'm going to kill you. That's crazy. Yeah, man, I hate, especially if you're wearing white shoes. Let's get to the questions here. Let's get to the Twitter questions. Yeah, man, I sent this out, and, man, people came back with some juicy ones. I'm going to answer all of them. Let's do it. So this is from Curtis in Red. This is Erica. Have you listened to Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles yet? I have. It's sick. I'm excited for all the tracks to come out. Watermelon Sugar is definitely a fucking, that rips, man. And I want to go to the there's two shows I think in Toronto for Harry. And I didn't go last time he was here, and neither did Eilish, and we fucking really regretted it. So I know they're on sale now. I definitely won't be able to get, maybe, I don't know. I haven't checked if anything's fully sold out yet, but we'll probably go. Because, man, Harry Styles is a fucking rock star. Like, in the way of, the way rock stars used to be. Like, his name is Harry Styles. Like, of course he's like this. Like, of course he comes out looking like, he comes out in, like, old English suits on it with a huge fucking guitar, and he's just like, "Wah!" Like, of course he's like that. It's fucking Harry Styles, man. Like, he rips. He's fucking unbelievable. So yeah, but I have listened to the song. It's we listened to it this morning. It's from Grace. How does one vibe, Grace? Also, that's a fucking phenomenal. At how does one vibe? That's a phenomenal fucking handle. What's your opinion on the Dean situation? If you're comfortable sharing, of course. But if not, what's your favorite place to go in Toronto? I'm not going to touch on the Dean thing. It's really, at the end of the day, it's none of my business. Even though he's one of my best friends, but I think a lot of the situation is about misspeaking. So, and people's like opinions back and forth. So I don't want to give my opinion and influence the way people think. I don't think, that's not for me. I'm not good at this kind of stuff. Like I said though before, like if anyone wants to message me privately, go for it. But I would rather them, Dean and Justine, figure it out. That's not my place. But I will answer, what's your favorite place to go in Toronto? Man, there's a lot of places to go in Toronto. Fuck it. You know what my favorite place to be in Toronto is? Right here. In my fucking home. This is where at home with my wife, Eilish Mary Brown, this is where I want to be. This is the shit. This is where I need to be. This is the best place. Hey, Blog TO. Top one places to be in Toronto. It's my apartment. And no one's allowed except me and my fucking wife. There you go, Grace. We got Sarah Samss. Sarah, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't say yours. I don't know. If you were gonna bathe in a condiment, what condiment would you bathe in? Mayonnaise, Reese's Nutella, and oh, dude, we got this new black sesame salad dressing. That's good. Unscrew the cap, stick it in my little bum. I'll let that happen. There you go. We got extra greeting from Ranch. I think that's Rachel. Extra greeting. What's your favorite color? My favorite color is, I like pink. Yeah, pink. Pink or, I don't know. We have a lot of plants in our house, so maybe green. I'm not good at wearing green, but I like looking at fucking. I like looking at green. I'm going to say pink's my favorite color. It's up there. We got Erica, Curtis in Red again. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Fucking a lot, dude. I don't know. A lot. Someone asked that again in here. Pfft. Nope, sorry. No thanks, guys. Don't care about that one. Sorry. I don't know. I know there's like a clever response to that, but I don't know it. How was your trip? From Reyna or Curtis Connor with no U or O. Reyna, I already answered. It was sick. I had a great trip. I fucking love traveling. Even though technically cruises aren't really traveling, but it's fun. What is this? This is from Soph. Eddie Burbax. At Eddie Burbax. What is the superior Dorito flavor? I know you guys are thinking that these are silly billy questions and I'm not going to answer them, but I'm fucking answering them, dude. And I'll answer it seriously. It's got to be Sweet Chili Heat, I think. Zesty is up there. Zesty beats nacho cheese 100%. Because nacho cheese is like, if it's just no shit you like it. Obviously you like nacho cheese. Even Zesty, no shit you like it. Like, that's like saying I really like Lay's Original. I really like Ruffles Plain, you know? You like salt and fucking potatoes, dude? Like, obviously you do. Oh, you like nacho cheese? You like cheddar cheese? Shut the fuck up. Sweet Chili Heat, no shit. It's the best. And it's the most popular, but it's the best for a reason. If you like Cool Ranch, you're over the age of 35. if you like Cool Ranch, you're over the age of 35 and you still use a bong. That's a fucking fact, bro. There you go. That's it. Sweet Chili Heat, dude. And shout out to ketchup. Ketchup wasn't a bad flavor. Favorite vacation destination you've ever been to? Favorite vacation destination you've been to? New York City in the wintertime is probably my favorite place to go. I know that doesn't sound like a fucking typical vacation spot, but that's where Eilish and I usually like to go. Because New York in the summertime is like someone has farted in a grocery bag and shoved it down your throat. No thanks. And then, yeah, you know what? Anywhere traveling with Eilish is my favorite destination. She's just, we have so much fun when we travel together and she's the fucking best. St. Thomas is pretty beautiful. St. Thomas is pretty, I've never been to Europe though. And that's something that we are planning on doing next. So that was for Barbara Kiwi Connor at Kiwi Connor. This is from Emily Reed at Mothwoman 16. Are you anti TikTok? No, I love TikTok. I think TikTok's hilarious. TikTok is also the new Vine now, right? Like, it might as well be. And I don't post on TikTok or anything, but I watch them religiously. And the thing about TikTok is that there are people who are amazing, like, who are actually really good at it and really funny. Like, comedians on TikTok are fucking killing it right now. And then there's the rest of TikTok, which is, man, people need the SWAT teams need to be busting down doors and fucking putting a gun to these people's heads and locking them up. Some of these people on TikTok, and most of them, I bet, are the people who go on cruises because they're all 100. It's so uncomfortable. Wow. Like, it's also, I feel bad for people who make fun of the kids on TikTok, like kids dancing and shit. Like, fucking, if I was fucking 12 and had TikTok, I would be making the worst shit. I make the worst shit now, so who gives a fuck? But, man, I feel like, leave everyone alone. Unless you're, like, 100 and you're making those, like, the shots where you're like, like, fuck, shut that down. All the lips, that shut that down. But I love TikTok. It's great. I hate it, but I love it. This is from Nicholas at Pinterest Dad. Did you enjoy your Alberta shows? Did you enjoy the Alberta shows you did this summer? Yeah, man. Curtis Dean and I did some shows in Alberta this summer. And man, you people in Alberta, fuck, you guys were awesome. Like, those are some of the best shows I've ever done. Every show I do is amazing and every crowd is amazing. But as far as like like, it really seemed like people were excited to see us and, like, at least to see, like, stand-up, which is exciting because – and they appreciated stand-up because a lot of the times, you know, they were just, like excited to watch and listen, and you guys were really good. And, you know, people were like, man, thank you for coming. Like, no one comes – like, in Edmonton for sure, people were like, man, no one comes here. So we were like, oh, man, like, even the fact that you guys are thankful that we came, like, we don't think – anyone gives a fuck about us. But it was sick, man. It was awesome. Everyone. Oh, shit. Lost the video there. Here we go. One sec. Lost the video there. Here we go. But yeah, shows in Alberta and in Calgary and Edmonton. You guys were amazing, man. Those were awesome shows. All right, I'm going to fire through these last couple questions. This is from Lena. Lena Cheese Hee Hee. That's an awesome handle. Lena Cheese Hee Hee. Dude, that's hilarious. That's so funny. I know, like, I'm a fucking little silly billy, but oh my god, that's fucking funny, dude. Lena Cheese Hee Hee. Keep that shit up, man. That's what's awesome. Oh, and you have me in your Lena Cheese Hee Hee. Shout out to you, dude, for I'm going to follow you right now. That's fucking awesome. What kind of beans are the best? Man, give me a three-bean salad. Like kidney beans, red, all that shit. Like, I'm down for any lentil. How about that? Any lentil, I'm in. You catch me at a barbecue around 2 p.m. I've had a couple white wine coolers. I'm down for any lentil. Any lentil salad, I'm in. Refried beans, for sure. Fucking Mighty Beans. Is it Mighty Beans? What were those toys that were, let me look that up. There were toys that were like beans action figures. Yeah, Mighty Beans. Mighty Beans, man. Fuck yeah. Mighty Beans, like they had like little characters painted on them and they had like a little ball in the bottom so they would flip around and you could get like ramps and shit for them. Oh, they were such a stupid toy, but I love them. Those are awesome. And they're the kind of toy that you would see as a kid, and you were like, I'm going to own every single one of those. Like, you would see it on TV, and you would have, like, two, and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to own all that shit. Once my parents smarten up, I'm going to own every single character. And you never would. And you would lose them like fucking crazy. Those beans are the best. It's either between Mighty Beans or refried beans. I don't know, dude. This is from Butterball_1. Oh, dude, your handle's a nightmare. I'm sorry. At Tony34504-4059. That's something else. I mean, fucking good effort, whatever. Have you ever seen Three Ninjas Strike Back? I have not, but I'll watch it and I'll talk about it next podcast. How about that, Butterball? And then another, I have one more. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Woodchuck could chuck thy wood. Oh, that's pretty funny. Please tell me I need to know. That is from at Edible Toes. At Edible Toes, dude, a woodchuck, could chuck thy wood. thy wood chucketh. How could you chucketh thy wood? Chucketh a lotteth of thy wood. All right, I think that's enough for the questions. Man, that's perfect. Thanks for listening, guys. I love those questions, man. I'll do that again. Y'all got some good questions in there. Fuck yeah, man. I'll be back next week with an actual guest, and we'll do more interviews and stuff with my friends. But for right now, this is the Mr. Friendship Podcast. Next week, I'm going to be coming out with another episode. And then I'm also going to be coming out with some sketches that I filmed that I'm going to be filming with my friend Jillian. So yeah, get ready for that. Thanks for all the support, guys. Like, subscribe, all that shit. I've been Jacob Sharp. This is the Mr. Friendship Podcast, and I will see you guys later. Bye.